AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump's lawyers rested their defense in his hush money trial without the former president taking the witness stand. The jury's been sent home until next Tuesday when closing arguments are expected. Veteran defense attorney Arthur A. Donnelly says both sides' arguments will hinge on Michael Cohen's testimony.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day, and Cohen is that broken clock. And they have to just try to, you know, distance Cohen's bad stuff from the 10% that he needs. And the defense does just the opposite. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if there was something that mattered to you in your life, like your children's college fund or your home mortgage fund, would you trust it with Michael Cohen?
Meantime, in Arizona, Rudy Giuliani pleaded not guilty to felony charges in that state's election interference case.
Giuliani and 10 others are charged with trying to overturn Donald Trump's loss in Arizona in 2020. Authorities tried unsuccessfully for several weeks to serve Giuliani notice of the indictment against him. Appearing remotely, Giuliani said he is following proper procedures.
I do consider this indictment a complete embarrassment to the American legal system, but I've shown no tendency not to comply. I show up for every court appearance.
Giuliani's trial is scheduled to start in October, 3 weeks before Election Day. Donald Trump himself is not charged in the Arizona case, but was referred to as an unindicted co-conspirator. I'm Ed Donahue.
A senior Biden administration official tells AP Israel has addressed many of President Biden's concerns over its plans for a wide-scale military operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Biden has opposed an operation that did not prioritize the safety of innocent Palestinian civilians. The Israeli government will return a camera and broadcasting equipment it seized from the Associated Press, reversing course hours after it blocked the AP's live video of Gaza. Stocks closed with gains, the S&P and the NASDAQ at new highs. This is AP News. NBA Conference Finals getting underway, Pacers-Celtics in Boston, 8 Eastern. The last spot in the NHL's conference finals set last night. Tom Merriam has a recap.
Connor McDavid's quest for his first Stanley Cup will continue as his Edmonton Oilers advance to the Western Conference Final with a 3-2 Game 7 victory in Vancouver. Second period goals by Cody Ceci, Zach Hyman, and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins gave the Oilers a 3-0 lead heading into the third period. But the Canucks scored twice in a late 4-minute span and goals by Connor Garland and Philip Roenick to cut it to 3-2 with 4:36 to play. However, the Oilers, led by goaltender Stuart Skinner, were able to withstand the final Canuck assault.
Guys did everything that we possibly could have to win this game. I think that shows you how hard of a team to play the Vancouver was.
Skinner and the Oilers will now face the Dallas Stars in the West Final starting Thursday. It will be the second time in the last three seasons that McDavid and the Oilers have reached the West Final. I'm Tom Merriam.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.